Hey everyone, I hope you're all having a great start to the week. I am back. Monday morning energy. I am back from having a week away in the Caribbean, which in January, oh my goodness, was just the best idea ever. I was there with 9 other friends celebrating our good friend's 40th birthday, and I came back to the UK yesterday. My coat is back on. I've got thick socks on today, and it's back to reality. So I'm kicking off the week, and I wanted to share a Monday message of motivation. But first, I also want to remind you all that there is a Power Hour Live recording happening in London this week on Friday, 9:30 in the morning at the Treehouse in London. I'm going to leave all the information in the show notes if you want to grab a ticket. This is your last chance before Friday to get a ticket and to come along. I'm going to be interviewing the most incredible guest who I've wanted to interview for such a long time. Honestly, reading the talking points and the questions and going through the things I want to talk to them about has literally given me goosebumps. This is going to go off. So last chance, tickets are available in the show notes. If you want to come on Friday this week, 3rd of February, then grab a ticket and I will see you there. But my message of motivation for this week is actually from a book that I picked up in the airport on my way to the Dominican Republic. And the book is The Infinite Game by Simon Sinek. Now, I'm sure you are probably very familiar with Simon Sinek. He is the author of Start With Why and Leaders Eat Last. And I'm pretty sure that his TED Talk, Start With Why, is maybe one of the most viewed TED Talks of all time. So I'm sure you know who Simon Sinek is. And I picked up his book, The Infinite Game, in the airport. I'd actually heard him talking about it on a podcast a while ago, but I think it's always good to read the whole book and get the full, you know, the full detail. So the concept of the book is pretty simple. It's essentially saying that we often approach things in life as though they are a fixed game, you know, something that has really clear defined rules and a clear end point, and there'll be, you know, a winner and a loser at the end. When actually, when we think about things in our lives, whether it's our career, whether it's relationships, just life itself, we often approach it with the same, you know, we will say, oh, we're winning at life, or, you know, we have this urgency to achieve and to kind of to do things in as if there's a finite, as if we have a finite amount of time. When, and I'm someone who's definitely guilty of doing this. I live my life with a sense of urgency, and I think I'm naturally quite impatient. So I can want to just do things and complete things. But so I picked up this book and thought, actually, this is probably going to be a very good reminder to myself to kind of, yeah, just consider that hopefully I'm going to have a very long career and a very long life. And so I need to, yeah, hopefully take on some of Simon's ideas and lessons about approaching life as an infinite game. So that's what I'm reading. I haven't actually finished the book. I had to put it down a few times in between cocktails, but it's a really enjoyable read. And I wanted to share even just that message, even if you're not going to read the entire book, just a bit of a reminder, I suppose, especially as, yeah, I don't know, I think at the start of the year, we often look at ahead and we kind of set lots and lots of things, and it can be quite overwhelming to think, okay, I've got to do all of these things this year. You know, I've got to make 2023 the best year ever. I've got to do all these things. I've got to achieve all this stuff. And yeah, great. That is, it's great to have big audacious goals. It's great to have the energy to take on new things, but maybe sometimes it is good to have that reminder that some things will take a long time and it is a marathon and not a sprint. And I hope that, yeah, our careers and our lives will be long. So let's start to think about it in that way. All right, that's it from me. Short and sweet this week. I just really wanted to remind you about the Friday event in London. I would love to see you there. But if you cannot make it, I've already had messages from people saying, oh, I live in Manchester, or oh, I live in Leeds. So if you can't make it this Friday to the London event, then we will share the episode on the podcast as well. All right, have an awesome week. Stay safe, and I'm back tomorrow with another episode.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.